Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, the 21st of November 2014. And this is my very first boo from Utah. Darren and I got here without any problems after a very, very long and tiring journey. It's 11 minutes past 7 here in Utah. Utah is 7 hours behind the UK. So, Darren and I got to London Heathrow at 8:30 in the morning UK time yesterday, the 20th of November 2014. Yes, it was a very early start, but as my parents needed to get us there, it was better that we got there early.
As it turned out, it was a good idea.
It was a good idea, yes. So we had really, really good assistance from Virgin Atlantic as we flew Virgin Atlantic from London to San Francisco. The lady who helped us through the security and helped us board the plane was absolutely amazing. And I'm not being funny when I say that. She was a member of Virgin staff and she was really, really helpful. She couldn't do enough to help us. She made sure everything was okay. And she even took us on the plane and helped us find our seats, made sure we were settled before she left us. And I think that's amazing. And the flight attendants were wonderful. They couldn't do enough for the passengers. It took us 11 hours from London to San Francisco, and the whole time those people were
on the go.
They did everything they could to make it as pleasant a journey as possible for the passengers on board. We travelled economy, but that was fine because we got quite a lot of refreshments and bits and bobs to eat along the way. And actually, their food was pretty good. For people who follow Darren and I, we'll be able to hear all about that. Well, that's if it was, if the microphone was able to, yeah, because it was on a plane, it's damn noisy. But Darren was absolutely gobsmacked that Virgin Atlantic gives people complimentary alcohol. Everything is actually complimentary, you pay for nothing. So Darren made the most of it and had a few Baileys.
Which, or seven at least.
It sounds extreme, but you know, on a plane you don't get very big cups, glasses, whatever.
No, you don't.
So he, but the flight attendants were really good. They had great visual impairment awareness, and really, really were very good. When we got to San Francisco, they made sure we got our assistance. San Francisco assistance was okay, even though I wasn't sure whether it would be or not, because, well, because it took them a while to get to us, and also I wasn't sure whether their English was going to be good enough, but it was okay in the end. Unfortunately, we ended up, instead of waiting 2 hours and 50 minutes at San Francisco, we ended up waiting about 5, I think, wasn't it?
Well, we eventually took off at about, well,
7:45.
Something like that, yeah.
So that was okay. And we eventually got here. Our assistant at Salt Lake was really good, actually. I wasn't sure at first about him, but he really was really good. Helped us find our bags.
What's up, like? Yeah. Great. Yeah.
And Will met us with his daughter Erica, who drove.
That's the sort of quality of someone to go to.
And we eventually got to bed at 12:30 in the morning, which would have been about 7:30 in the UK.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, we've been up about 25 minutes, hours.
So, but we slept well. And it was nice actually to get
messages notification. Minutes. Yeah, everyone is okay, just having breakfast.
And actually go to bed because it helps with the jet lag.
Yeah, it does.
We haven't seen any of the girls yet because obviously they were
messages
in bed
notification.
When we got here.
Minutes. How are you? You must be really tired.
Shush. Voiceover. That's just my sister texting me. Okay, so I am going to upload my first boo from Utah, and I'll speak to you later. Goodbye.
Pause recording. Button.